Okay, K Dot. Okay, okay, okay. And we're back.
Please excuse my tone. Episode 12?
Yes, this is episode 12.
Well, we're here. As promised, special episode today. Not a lot of topics. We're going straight NBA. We want award winners. We want playoff predictions. And real quickly, since we have our special guest here today, we're going to have to attack the NCAA championship calling predictions because they got it wrong. And I said next time they came here, we were going to get into them because they were wrong.
That game was trash anyway.
Whatever. As usual, I'm one of your three hosts, Brandon Lessie. To my left is
Justin DeFoe.
And two people to my right is
Akeem Thompson.
Mr. Akeem Thompson, no Rico Kowalski today. It's fine. All right. Now, today, our two special guests have come back to get some more licks in the debate ring.
Whatever.
By yours truly and the other two hosts we have here. All right. To my right.
Shot of adrenaline. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, Dan Johnson in the building.
All right, all right. We all know adrenaline, a.k.a. Eli, Dan Johnson, a.k.a. feminist Dan. Okay. All right.
Respect her.
All right. Let's get into it real quick. Eli, you had Kentucky winning.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm not ashamed of my pick because I was fairly confident. Actually, I was very confident. I thought after the upset of the 2016 season, I figured they'd come back with a little bit more vengeance. And, you know, they just they didn't give the effort I guess they needed in crunch time.
Well, let's be honest.
I'm not going to sit here and defecate on them they didn't want it.
No, but let's be honest. That when they played North Carolina, that was, to me, one of the best games of the tournament.
Listen, if they wanted it, they would have won it.
That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, Mr. Feminist Dan, sir, we went at you hard last time because I was really confused with you and Justin as to how you're picking Villanova to repeat. We haven't seen a repeat since a couple of us were in high school, all right? Since Joakim Noah, Al Horford was in college, all right? You want to explain your answer, sir, and why your team got eliminated so early in the bracket?
Hey, man, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. Anything can happen, you know what I'm saying?
Is that your final answer, sir?
That's how I explain it.
Okay, all right. Respect.
I imagine.
Respect,
that
respect. Was good. Respect. That was respect.
None of y'all going to bring up how his team didn't win either?
I mean, I thought that was already going to be solidified.
We already discussed these things. You guys, we didn't get at it. It's okay.
I just thought y'all wanted to defend yourself.
Nobody picked a winner. Nobody ever does. But one thing I will say is that I did pick North Carolina when it came out to the last two teams.
I picked Gonzaga. What's your point?
It don't matter.
No, you picked North Carolina with me, bro.
Yeah, you did.
You don't even know.
I want to win. I thought you were talking about just to make it.
No. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. All right. March Madness is done. We're in April, all right? Let's talk about the real show.
Big Montana.
The real show out here today, and that's NBA playoffs, all right? So let's get started. Actually, well, NBA. Playoffs, we'll get to in a sec. I want to go over season awards, okay?
Yes.
We're going to leave MVP for last. So let's start off with another hot topic, Defensive Player of the Year. We're gonna let our guest go first here for now.
All right. So,
Feminist Dan, you're in the building. Go ahead, bro. All
right, so Defensive Player of the Year, it's got to be Draymond this year. You know why? Because we have Rudy Gobert or Draymond. The reason why I say Draymond, because if you need a stop at the end of the game or you need a big block, you go Gobert. But if you need a stop in general, you want Draymond on your squad. He's a very intelligent defender, the smartest defender in the league.
Smartest defender in the league. Yes. Okay, all right. You had me until you went there. I don't know about that. He's a great defender.
If you want to stop in a playoff game, regular season game, you want Draymond. Rudy Gobert is cool, but you cannot switch onto a guard.
You cannot guard
an elite small forward or an elite.
You don't like Kawhi Leonard?
Let him finish. I was waiting to get to that, man.
Kawhi
is probably the best wing defender, but what I'm saying, Draymond can also guard wings very well, and he can switch onto centers and do a very good job.
Okay.
Draymond.
Eli.
All right, I was going to say Kawhi Leonard, simply for the fact that when it comes down to lockdown deep from side to side, you're not stopping. You're not getting past this man, Kawhi. And I had an interesting conversation with somebody last night about Kawhi Leonard can't really be the best defender in the league simply because he can't take on Kevin Durant. And in my head, I'm like, he may be able to have the reach over him, but Kawhi is not going to allow you to get past a certain point, especially when he's somebody that comes to win the clutch. The whole game, he could be a menace to you, but you don't want to forget in those last maybe 2 minutes, minute and a half, Kawhi is going to be on you.
Lock up.
Like, on you. Like, tight fist on you.
We got one for Draymond. We got one for Kawhi. Jay.
Now here's my thing. You
He gonna bring a new person into the debate. Yep. That's how that started.
No, he told you. Yes. Gonna bring,
I think you're gonna talk about the Frenchman. I think.
Here's my thing. There's a couple candidates that have guys. All right.
We just want one.
You know what? I'll have to give it to Gobert, and as a slight nip. Because I have Antetokounmpo, give him an opportunity. Because I'm honestly very tired of...
The season's done. It's not giving no opportunity.
Here's my thing. Kawhi has already had back-to-back defensive players of the year. I'm tired of it. Let's have somebody new. Just like how y'all do with MVPs. I'm sorry, that's how you do with MVPs. But in terms of me giving it to Gobert, Utah is top five in defense for this season. And I think he deserved that honor.
So that's one for Gobert.
Can I ask you a question? Is it defensive player award or defensive team award?
First of all,
if
you took Gobert off that team, that Jazz.
I don't think so. Even though
Stifler Tower is not my pick, in Justin's defense, he is top five in defensive efficiency in the league.
Listen, Rudy Gobert is my runner up.
Okay.
But Kawhi Leonard is going to be the 3-time defensive player of the year. I'm sorry to say.
Simple.
The man locks up. Everybody,
you cannot move.
You can't get past him. He's one of the few people in the NBA that can actually strip the ball from you. Mm. It's not no poke away and he run to get the ball. He's taking the ball out your hand and he's going to the hole.
Respect.
So Kawhi Leonard is gonna get that.
Let me dap up my man, Feminist Dan, over here.
I'm going
Draymond Green. Now everything that everyone has said is correct, and I think all three of these players.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't
be mad whichever one gets it.
Agree. But Kawhi Leonard, as great of a defender as he is, and for everything that you guys have been saying, we're talking about this year specifically, and I will say that I don't think that he has been as effective defensively as in years past when he's won the award. Not to take anything away from him with being a great defensive player, I just haven't seen the impact that I usually see. Whereas Draymond's impact, I've seen more of this year. All right.
Exactly.
He's been now.
I'm not mad at the Draymond pick at all.
To your complaint about Kawhi getting it all the time, and you went for someone new. Draymond is someone new. He's always been the runner.
And that's completely fine. I'm confined with Gobert, Draymond, or Antetokounmpo. And simply, the reason I have Antetokounmpo in that list too is because you're top in steals and you're top in blocks.
Well, for his team. I understand. But you know, Rudy Gobert, like I said, all three picks I think are good. I wouldn't be mad at either one, but I think Draymond, as horrible as his offense has been this year, he's picked it up on the defensive end even more.
Agreed.
And you
defensive
know,
player.
But
year.
Exactly. But
yes,
like I said, all three are in the running. Wouldn't be surprised by either one. We're going to sixth man of the year next.
Six.
Let me go to the host, King.
Yes, so we're talking about NBA Sixth Man, and my pick, I'm going to just say I think they should name the award after this man, because...
There's no way you're picking this guy.
Yeah, but continue.
Go ahead.
I'm picking Jamal Crawford.
Oh, my gosh.
I am picking Jamal Crawford. My runner-up will be Eric Gordon. I'm going to pick Jamal Crawford.
Oh, my gosh.
Jamal Crawford just does what he does. He comes off the bench. He gets the job done.
He's only averaging 12 points a game this season.
He don't need to average that much points.
That's the whole point. Somebody, there's a person who's coming off the bench and doing the most. It can't be him. He might not even be top five in off the bench points.
I just want him.
You just want him to get another one. Yeah. I feel you, Jay.
I'm sorry, man. Don't get me wrong. They are gonna name the award after him, but I'm definitely putting Eric Gordon. Man, he had a sensational season for me simply because I didn't think I would ever see him average at least 15 or more points
again.
Again, to keep it real. You know, he spent his time so much on the bench. So I'm impressed with his game this year and D'Antoni's coaching. Continue.
All right. Feminist Dan.
You guys are on some other stuff, man. You're talking about Eric Gordon. The only reason why Eric Gordon is good is because James Harden is elevating all of his players in terms of the in terms
in terms of
player is the best player as a sixth man.
We understand, but wait.
Okay, but I'd say Andre Iguodala, because when KD went down, he pretty much took that Warriors team and said, okay, I'm coming in here and I'm gonna keep us afloat.
Is that what happened, or did Steph Curry raise his scoring percentage?
And Clay.
Those last 6 weeks, Andre Iguodala was a very pivotal piece in that rotation to keep him afloat. If they didn't have Iguodala and KD, I don't think Curry and Klay Thompson.
Now listen, don't get me wrong. Iguodala is that pick is wilder than Akeem's Jamal Crawford pick.
Oh, really?
Iguodala does not have the stats to be in this.
It's not about stats.
It is a six man is a stats.
You need
stats
others like Shaq.
Six man is a stats award. And if you don't have the stats to back up your six man status,
I don't agree with that.
I can't put you in there. Eli, go.
Okay, see, my first is Andre Iguodala. My runner up would have been Eric Gordon.
Wow.
Because Danny said the perfect keyword, glue. When your star goes down and everyone starts to pick up as you should as a team, there has to be somebody that kind of keeps everybody like on an even keel. And I think for him to come in a clutch like that, to do that for Clay as well as everybody else, whoever you want to at least put into that front line, cool. But I put Eric Gordon second simply because when it comes to elevating a team, Who are the ones that step up to the plate? It's almost like when, not to compare the two, but when the Cavs were in and LeBron was really carrying the team, but he still elevated people. You had freaking what's the dude that just went to the Bucks?
Dellavedova.
He damn near made Dellavedova a star.
Good player.
I mean, Dellavedova looks decent in Milwaukee.
Yeah. No, he does. But when he was with the Cavs, the way he was able to come into the fold, and I think that's what Eric Gordon did.
I would even put a guy like Lou Williams over Eric Gordon for what he did in L.A.
Before I go, because I'm gonna let Akeem, because Akeem seems to think he knows who my pick is, so I'm gonna let him try and guess who it is.
You don't gotta do that. I
kind of want to see if you know. But to your point with Eric Gordon, Daniel. Eric Gordon plays a lot of time on the court without James Harden, so I don't agree with James Harden increasing his play, Eric Gordon's play. That's my first point.
But
to the Andre Iguodala point, yeah, he's a great glue guy. He does a lot of stuff that doesn't show up in the stats, but it just isn't what it is. Sixth man to me is a stats award, man, and and for the most part, it's really just a buckets thing.
But if you say that, you have to put Lou Williams over Eric Gordon. If you would have never
went to the market, I didn't even say my pick yet. you want to guess on though?
I think you're gonna pick Lou Williams.
I am going Lou Williams.
I knew it.
Sixth man, like I'm Lou Williams. That's gotta be the outro music now. Sixth man gotta be outro.
It's only logic.
Lou Williams averaging 17.5 points a game over Eric Gordon, the next in line, 16.2 points a game.
Thank you.
All right. Jamal Crawford at 12 points a game. A guy that if he didn't get injured, I might have considered, and who I picked last year was Enes Kanter at 14 points a game and 6 boards. But because he got injured, and the way he got injured was stupidly injuring his own forearm by slamming into the chair, I really can't put this guy in consideration because he's the reason why he missed games. His own fault. All right. So I got to go with Lou Wills. I know that he wasn't on a great team, but I mean, earlier in the year when the Lakers were on 500, looked like they might make the playoffs, he was balling out of his mind. And even as the injuries came, he was still balling out of his mind.
Exactly.
And I'm going to go with Lou Wills. And I think he might get another award, and maybe he might start the challenge your man Jamal Crawford for the naming of that trophy, bro. All right?
I respect the name of that trophy.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to go next to Coach of the Year. All right? Y'all got y'all picks?
Coach of the Year.
All right. We're going to go. Sorry. Look, I know I said the guests are here, but I got to go host.
I respect it. Right. Excuse my tone.
It's cool. Let me go to Jay over here. Go ahead, bro.
My pick, I have to give it to D'Antoni this year. Don't get me wrong, guys. Second in line, honestly, if Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat had made the playoffs, he was my number one guy.
Started 11-30, finished 30-11.
Agreed. So if they had made the playoffs, you know, they finished 41-41 this year. The reason I give it to D'Antoni is simply because I don't think anyone in their right mind saw the Rockets at the third seed. This season.
Why does everybody say that? I think that's a horrible.
You were able to see that?
Simply, he was able to change a culture within a year. Legit.
They changed the culture. They changed up their whole roster. What culture was there left? Their whole roster has changed. Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, no more Dwight Howard. They had a roster turnover. There wasn't a culture in there for them to change because no one was there. Is D'Antonio a good coach? Yes or no? Justin, you and I always talk about this. I think he's a good offensive coach. When he has the exact personnel he needs. All right? He went to the Knicks. You tell me you can't produce with Carmelo and Amari Stoudemire. Yeah. You go to the Lakers, you can't produce with Dwight Howard, Pau Gasol, and Kobe Bryant. You can't produce with that?
First of all, that's what I was going to say. At the end of the day, we all know he needs a guard to run his offense. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Listen, it's not just that, though. He's not good. He can't run with two all-star big men, as we saw in L.A., and it seems to me that he had an issue plugging in Carmelo.
Was his big man really all-stars at that time?
Yes, they were. What do you mean about that? They were all-stars that year. Yes, you tell me you can't find a way to plug in Carmelo Anthony, top five player at that time in the league? You can't find a way to plug in.
Well, it looks like nobody can plug in Carmelo Anthony. Let's cut that out. Excuse me, real quick. I'm pretty sure
George Karl was able to plug him in when they went to the conference.
Is that one coach? What are you talking about? How much coaches Carmelo had?
Put some respect on George Karl's name.
Thank you. No. I give George, but that's one coach.
What do you mean? Wait.
What do you brought to the playoffs? What are you talking about?
What do you mean? How many coaches had Carmelo? As if that's his fault. He had George Karl for his entire career in the Nuggets. He came over there and met with D'Antoni, and D'Antoni left. He's been on the Knicks, and they've been having a Ferris wheel of coaching turnovers. Yep. And you're trying to tell me that's Carmelo's fault, or is that the GM's fault and Phil Jackson's fault for coming in there and putting BS people? Look, so let's not try to act like Carmelo is some type of problem child.
Nobody said. Hold up, time out. But you know what's interesting though? I'm pretty sure George Karl wrote about. I don't care about George Karl. Apparently someone you respect, Phil Jackson, you don't respect him no more. Let me finish because I don't respect him as a president of a front office. I respect him as a coach.
So when Phil Jackson's coming to talk to me about what Carmelo's doing as a front office president, it has nothing to me. It doesn't mean anything to me because Phil Jackson's not there at every practice. He's not there at every game on the bench listening to what's going on.
It's irrelevant to me what Phil Jackson has to say. I'm not done. I'm still speaking.
Next, you could pause it for a sec while I'm done trying to destroy what you just said. All right?
Excuse your tone.
Carmelo's not a problem child. I think it's crazy that you're trying to argue that Carmelo's a problem child, and that's the reason D'Antoni can't plug him into his office. D'Antoni needs a certain amount of certain personnel in order to be a winning coach, and that's my issue with him. And that's why I don't consider him to be a top five coach in the NBA. Maybe not a top 10.
We've established what he needs for his offense. It's an interesting pick for coach of the year,
but it's not my pick. Akeem, go.
Wow. That was a lot.
You didn't really destroy, but let's go.
That was a lot that was said just now. So I'm about to get you more mad because I'm saying Mike D'Antoni too. I get your point. I get your point about him needing the personnel to be a good coach. I agree with you. He's a great offensive coach. He's not a great coach.
But he has the personnel. Okay, no, I'm not trying to discount what he's doing this year. I'm just trying to say that I don't see him as a good coach. It's a decent pick for him being coach of the year, but I don't agree with it. I just don't.
No, but that's my reason. Exactly what you just said. That's my reason for having him coach of the year. He had a good year. They gave him the pieces. You can't blame him for that. He got the pieces he needed. And he worked with it.
The issue with Justin's argument was that he said he came in here and he turned over the culture.
No, I don't agree with that. There wasn't a culture there for him to turn over
because they had such a turnover on the roster that they have a completely different team compared to what it was last year.
He lost an all-star player in Dwight Howard, right?
No, are you really going to argue that when he couldn't use Dwight Howard in L.A., he's going to use him now?
I keep it honest with you. He would have been able to use Dwight Howard this season.
Dwight Howard's not even an all-star player now. He didn't lose him. Dwight didn't want to be there.
I understand. All right, then. But I'm simply saying it would have been beneficial for Dwight Howard to stay.
Why?
Because D'Antoni's offense, for me, is a point guard, power forward, or center. That's how you run. Pick and roll.
He couldn't use him in L.A.
Exactly. That didn't work in L.A.
He has a point guard in L.A. No. He did not have a point guard in L.A.
So Kobe can't facilitate. Come on, man. Kobe, the only player that has 30,000 points, 6,000 assists, 6,000 rebounds, can't facilitate.
Yeah, please.
Kobe's an underrated facilitator.
Thank you. He is.
Underrated facilitator.
All right. D'Antoni, you have anything else you want to add to the D'Antoni thing?
He had a great year, and that's why I'm giving him Coach of the Year. He's not a great coach to me. He's a great offensive coach. All right. Put him on Team USA, all of that.
I think he's an offensive genius.
You did good this year, Mike. That's why you get my Coach of the Year.
Daniel.
This is why the Coach D'Antoni argument goes out the window. Because if you're going to give Coach D'Antoni Coach of the Year, you have to use that same logic for giving Billy Donovan the Coach of the Year for how the Thunder are in the playoffs, the sixth seed.
Who has the better record?
It doesn't matter. The Rockets have probably
a roster.
Okay, last time.
But that's not D'Antoni's fault.
Let me ask you this. From comparing rosters, do you think that the Rockets should only be 7 games ahead of the Thunder?
No, I don't.
Do you think there should be more?
It was an amazing season for OKC.
Billy Donovan does not get enough credit for Russell Westbrook's season. Everyone thinks Westbrook...
He didn't get enough credit last year in the playoffs because he outcoached Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, even though he lost that series.
But I'm going to stop you there because Greg Popovich is the Coach of the Year.
This boy love coming out of left field,
Put some respect on Coach's name. He only has 3
Coach Greg Popovich. Okay.
Only has
Coach
3.
Let Danny finish.
Man should get the award every year. It's ridiculous.
No, it doesn't work that way. Coach of the Year
is based off
who's the best coach in NBA? Who's the best coach in NBA?
But Coach of the Year is not the question.
That's not the question.
Even this season.
Because if that was the case, LeBron would get MVP every year. It's not the question.
Even this season, who's the best coach in
the NBA? Pop is in that same category as LeBron.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. We're spoiled.
You can't win it every year. And that's not even how Coach of the Year is based off. That's not how they pick Coach of the Year.
Eli, go.
All right, so before I heard the whole D'Antoni thing, kind of like changed my perception a little bit. But I personally had Steve Kerr because I personally like the way that.
Oh my gosh! You gonna win it back to back years? He should even won it last year.
I'm just gonna say it like this. I think I personally like the way that he figured out a way to incorporate KD into that lineup.
It's so hard to incorporate the second best player in the league into your offense.
So difficult.
Let me finish.
It's not to play pickup ball.
I always say him because I feel like it could go two ways. You can have that much talent and that many superstars on one team and go terribly wrong, or it can go the way it is now.
I disagree.
Now,
continue.
You at no point when KD was on his way over there, did you think it wasn't gonna work?
No. Let me show you something. I remember the Miami Heat. I think they went 5-5 with Dwayne Wade, Bosh, and LeBron. Right?
Okay.
And what happened?
No, I was more worried about that team because they have some boys can't shoot.
Correct.
These boys on Golden State, they can spread the floor from three quarters back. But here's the thing.
Exactly. He was worried for that same reason. What happened? Then they went
These boys shoot from the other side of the court. The floor spread. I wasn't worried at all.
Nobody was worried.
I was worried for defenses. I'm like, how are you going to guard these guys?
No, I was worried for, yeah. All
right, let me go. What do we have? 2 for D'Antoni, 1 for Steve Kerr, 1 for Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
Popovich.
1 for Brad Stevens.
I respect it.
All right?
I respect
Because the Celtics.
Okay.
I thought you would have picked Wizards head coach. I'm so sorry. I have honorable mentions in Scott Brooks and Quinn Snyder of the Utah Jazz.
I respect that too.
This is my thing with Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year is when you got to do something special with limited talent and surprise us. Are you surprised the Celtics are in the first seat? Are you surprised the Wizards made it to the playoffs?
Hey, I'm surprised.
Are you surprised the Jazz are in the fifth seed? Those are surprising things that they've done with talent you didn't think they were going to be able to do. That means you did a great coaching job. When you have a team that has 3 MVP awards on it, you're supposed to be doing whatever you're supposed to be doing. When you have a team that has won 50-plus games for the last 20 seasons, I expect you to do what you're supposed to be doing.
If we take Pop off that Spurs team, do they get to this point?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
What is this point? What is the definition of this point? What does that mean?
They have to...
When you say going to get to this point, what does that mean?
The Spursian culture has to
change. We're talking about this year. So I don't want to hear about Spursian culture.
What's your question?
No, you said...
Y'all in this culture word. We're talking about this year.
Your statement was that if you take Greg Popovich off this, would they still be where they are? We're talking about this year because this is coach of the year.
I'm talking about this year as well.
Okay, so what is your definition of would they be where they are?
Amount of wins.
Yes. You don't think that they would be able to put up this amount of wins? They wouldn't have 50-plus wins this year.
I don't think so.
Without Greg Popovich.
How many good power forwards and small forwards are on a team that are not getting, 60 wins? The Raptors?
But they have a squad, bro. They have a strong
because
roster.
Because they're coached well. That's why they play well.
Agreed, but these guys...
So you're trying to say all the people on the Spurs are bums except for a handful?
I mean, who they have? Paul Gasol? Like,
okay, you're trying to say Paul Gasol may not be who he used to be, but let's not act like he's a serviceable soul.
You have
Kawhi Leonard. You have a 3-and-D guy,
and you have Tony Parker, who's a broken man.
But you know who's his backup? Patty Mills, a guy who likes to shoot from
anywhere. He's a role player.
And you still have to guard Tony Parker.
And you still have to guard Manu
Ginobili. Because of those schemes that Pop has wrote.
So if Greg Popovich is not there, they're not a playoff team?
I don't think so. Not number one seed. They're in the playoffs, but not number one seed.
Next topic. Most improved.
Most
improved player.
I got one for this.
Y'all probably not gonna agree with me, but I'm gonna say Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Here's my thing. I am gonna agree with you.
I agree with
That's
you.
That's really
pick. He's 6 point. He increased his scoring average by 6 points. He's at every and besides that, rebounding, steals, and assists, he's increased.
And that's the point I was about to make. He increased in so many different things. Yeah. He has to get most improved.
If he doesn't,
I think that's crazy.
And when you're leading a team in every statistical stat, the five big statistical stats of points, steals, assists, rebounds, and blocks.
I think the only argument is Russell Westbrook for the way that he elevated to a triple double.
I can't say a superstar is more improved.
It's like
Goku going Super Saiyan 3.
Keem and I over Giannis. Eli, you have Giannis too?
Yeah,
I have Giannis.
That's four Giannis. That's Justin, four.
Justin's always the one who messes it up.
Unity.
What you got, Jake?
How can you not?
He don't even have a pick. That's the crazy thing.
I just laugh.
You can see it on his face. He don't even. Just say Giannis, yo.
Go ahead, man. Come on. You know what? Keep it real.
I gotta agree. I swayed a little bit.
Yeah. Who was your other guy, though?
For me, I thought Bradley Beal had a phenomenal season.
Even with his injuries?
No, just because, injuries at the beginning and, the way he started off, it didn't look like he was going to have a good season because you were like, yo, remember the beginning of the season? You were like, yo, is he really, did he deserve his money? So
that's still a question that I'm asking.
Oh, wow. I think I'm not on that level. I think he deserves his money.
I think he's out of there for DeMarcus Cousins soon.
Really?
Beal, yeah.
Oh, no, Avery Bradley is who you're talking about. You're talking about Bradley Beal, Avery Bradley?
Bradley Beal.
Okay, no.
You think he's not going to come back?
That was my battle between Bradley Beal and Antetokounmpo.
That's not a bad pick.
But I'm going Giannis.
Can I throw out another name?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Maybe runner up or maybe third? Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, I was just about to.
That too, yeah.
Really?
He doesn't do enough, though.
He was averaging big points last year.
To be third, though, this season?
He wasn't like the
points,
force that he is.
His points increases maybe, I think, 3 points. He got 25 points last year.
And they got number one seed.
Do you guys
I know,
but I mean, we're not looking at, we don't look at records when we come to the most improved.
I understand.
Do you guys include like the utility ability of a player when you think of most improved?
I like to look at just what they've done in the totality of their stats. Points is a big deal to me, obviously, but if you went up like three points from your average last year and you rebound shot up like 7,
yeah.
I'm gonna look at you. I gotta look at you because you improved somewhere really fast, amazingly and fast within the year.
Plus, Giannis playing point guard, center. He can play any position, so that's a great utility improvement.
Who, Giannis?
Yeah.
The Greek Army Knife?
Greek Freak?
All right, next topic. We're going to go on to Rookie of the Year. My Rookie of the Year, I'm kind of torn, guys. I'm kind of torn.
There's only one answer.
Pick one. Pick one, bro.
I'm going to tell you my two choices.
I know. Danny's going to piss me off. I can see it already.
I think he's going to piss me off, too. Okay. Well, my two choices are Dario Saric and Malcolm Brogdon.
Pick one.
One. I'm gonna go with Brogdon simply because his team is in the playoffs. He's averaging double digits as a rookie. Dario, you had a good year. I feel like you're gonna say a name that I'm not gonna like.
I feel like I'm gonna snuff Danny when he say
Joel. I feel like I wanna smack off his hat.
I got you on that.
You can go next.
You know why? Trust the process.
No!
Get out of here, yo! No!
Oh my gosh.
No.
Dario Saric was only good for not even the whole season. When Embiid went down.
And Embiid wasn't good for not even the whole season either.
So this is the argument, 31 games. No. How good has Dario Saric been playing at that level?
That's not the only argument. So it's 31 games. It's three seasons with the NBA team.
Let him finish.
Who's the best rookie?
Malcolm Brogdon.
If you put Malcolm...
Is Joel Embiid a rookie?
Who you drafting?
How is it you're in your third Malcolm year Brogdon and you're talking rookie?
Joel Embiid? Joel Embiid is the best rookie. He deserves it.
He was the best rookie three years ago. I am picking
Malcolm Brogdon over Joel Embiid because I know Malcolm Brogdon going to play his 82.
He played his butt off. This is a big season for him. Reward him. He could have easily came out and just not been himself.
31, he could get the most improved from doing nothing.
31 out of 82.
If he played 82 games, he'd be MVP.
But he didn't, and we don't live in a land of what if.
31 games is enough for me.
He
took the
31 games is a college season.
How many wins did Joel Embiid by himself give the Sixers?
Who cares? He played 31 games.
How many wins did Malcolm Brogdon bring the Bucks? The rookie of the year
is not playing in the playoffs right now.
Malcolm Brogdon
not dropping threes on Toronto right now as we speak.
Joel Embiid will be in the play. The Sixers will probably be.
No, they
would
not.
The
stop it. You're talking blasphemy.
He could be. Trust the process.
Justin, you agree with this? So you think? Listen, the eighth spot in the East right now is 41-41.
Let me speak first.
The best rookie.
I'm asking you if you think that the Sixers would have had a 41-41 record to get that eighth spot if Joel Embiid played all 82.
If he played all 82, Sixers would be in the playoffs.
Yes!
Wow.
Yeah!
I'm so sorry. That's my guy. I keep it real with you. He's not my rookie of the year, guys.
So then why are you defending him?
No, I'm simply saying let's eliminate the 31 games.
That's how much he played in his quote-unquote rookie season.
You can. Because you know what's funny? It's interesting. If you look at the stats he's putting up, if you think about past people that put up those same stats in those 31, eliminate the 31 games.
We're playing a what-if game right now.
Only played 31 games, and all 31 he averaged a triple-double. Would that make him the MVP?
He's not my MVP. So.
What?
If he was a rookie?
No, we're talking MVP. He averaged a triple-double for 31 games. Because your argument is that 31 games doesn't matter. So why does the rookie of the year trophy, because of this competition.
You're talking about Malcolm Brogdon. Listen, is he 10 points, 5
availability rebounds? Is very important, okay?
What's the best ability?
It's not his fault, though.
It's not his fault, but it is something that happens. It's not Grant Hill's fault that he's not going to be a Hall of Famer. It's not Brandon Roy's fault that he came back 7 days after a surgery. It's not Greg Oden's fault that he always had holes in his knees.
Don't even give the award out this year if you're going to give it to Malcolm Brogdon.
Listen, I have issues with Joel Embiid on two parts. There's 31 games that he played, and he's in his third season. He had two full seasons of NBA training, NBA weightlifting.
The rules say he is a rookie, so that's
that
away.
I understand that, but that is my fault with him. In his third year, you only played 31. You've only played 31 games out of 246 games. He should have been an all-star. We're talking about 2016 to 2017.
So knock those two seasons out. Your statement, what your argument is based off to me, it's okay, he had two full seasons to get an M.
I don't even understand why you're arguing against me because we talk about this all year and you agreed with me that he shouldn't be in the.
But you know what? I've changed my point in terms of just look at the stats. We're looking at the stats. When he played, what did he produce?
Yes, he played that, well. Okay. If he had played, if he had played at least 60 games, he would have been Rookie of the Year. But he didn't. 31. If you can't even make it to 41 games, half of the season, I'm going to give you rookie because you put up amazing stats in 31 games.
So if he played 40 games or 31 games, 40 games, he gets Rookie of the Year.
No, if he had played 41 games, I might have been able to consider him.
10 more games? What is
10 more games is half the season.
That's half the season, bro.
That's 10 more games.
We're talking a quarter of the season. We're talking half the season. Come on,
10
man.
Games.
Justin, go ahead.
For me, it's Dario. I thought.
What happened to your man Jamal Murray?
I had him up there too. They had an opportunity to make the playoffs. They kind of lost a lot of games, but those are my two picks, Murray and Dario.
Yeah, Dario. Eli.
All right. To be honest, I had initially had Joel Embiid, but you got
the best rookie.
Happens when y'all drive together? Y'all have the same ideas because I don't understand.
He's the best rookie.
I'm gonna say this. I had Embiid originally coming into this room today. But you guys do make a valid point, and I think if I did have to change it, I would agree with Dario. Simply off of the fact that Joel kind of technically isn't a rookie.
He is technically a rookie. That's what the rules say.
I mean, according to the NBA
rules. Right. But we're still talking about 2016, 2017.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. We are talking about that, but I have to remember that he's been in the league. Let me ask you this: when Joel Embiid came out of college, could he shoot a 3-point shot?
No.
Yeah, he could.
No, he could not.
He couldn't shoot a free throw consistently like he does now. He couldn't shoot a free throw, much less a 3-point shot.
Did you watch him at Kansas, bro?
He was straight.
Did you watch him? He wasn't draining. He can hit it.
He had a great post game coming out of Kansas, bro. No. Like, I'm not talking about his offensive game in the post. I'm talking about being able to pull up like it's nothing when having
it's consistent
and
now.
Have your 2K stats go up to 84 standing three.
It's consistent now.
What do you think that's from?
It's consistent now.
What do you think that's from?
After he'd been working with the Sixers for 2 years.
But it wasn't like he didn't have that in Kansas. He could do a little bit of everything in Kansas.
So if he came into the league when he got drafted, he wouldn't be doing that. That's the point.
Exactly. The player he is right now, he would have demolished the player that he was at Kansas if they went 1-1.
True.
He would have, demolished him.
If you put Malcolm Brogdon in that same situation, he would be not even close to these numbers.
A Malcolm Brogdon hater.
That's fine, but we talk about, but he has only been in, he literally just came out of college.
Simply fitting a piece on a team. Embiid, you can clearly see change the culture. Even when he was injured, his injury, you can see Sixers were playing hard. They did the things that they were supposed to do, play defense. I'm just simply saying,
I don't know.
Can I ask you a question about the Sixers? Were they not purposely tanking?
They were purposely tanking.
That's my point. They were purposely tanking before. So how can you say they're playing harder now? How can you say they're playing harder now when they were doing it on purpose?
Because Joel Embiid came in there and changed the culture. Like,
just because one man was healthy doesn't mean they weren't tanking on purpose before.
They were not tanking on purpose this season.
Exactly. So, and it's not Joel Embiid's reason.
It's not because Joel Embiid is healthy for 31 games.
It's not because Joel Embiid came in and changed the culture. It's because the Colangelo father and son duo came in and changed the culture. Yeah. Because Frank Hinkie.
He shouldn't even be in there.
They did him dirty, but he's the one that had that losing culture. They changed it over with the Colangelo duo, and now the culture has changed, not because of Joel Embiid, but because the culture has changed from up top. That's the last thing I got to say on that. We're going to do MVP last. I hope you guys came with this. I have all NBA first team, second team, third team, all defensive first team, second team. Hope you all prepared. So let's go with the first team right now. If you all want me to go first, I will.
I got Russell Westbrook, James Harden, of course. First team is real simple.
It is.
Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis.
I like that, bud. I got the same thing. Let's make it quick, Danny. Next.
So Westbrook, James Harden. We have two forward spots, right? It's pretty obvious for the first team. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and... Is Anthony Davis a real center, though?
He's classified as a power forward center, so he can fill in that spot.
I guess give it to him.
Okay, agreed. Okay, we're 3 for 3. Eli?
I'm going to agree. Okay. I would have changed one, but I agree with y'all.
Who was the one you would have changed?
I wouldn't have put Anthony Davis in there. But
you'd have put who?
Boogie.
You want to put Boogie when Anthony Davis averaging more points and more rebounds than him and more blocks and steals?
Respect Boogie.
I would have put Boogie just from what he did with the Kings.
What did he do? Lose? Okay.
Justin, go ahead. Don't do that to that man.
Make it 5 in a row. Okay. Make it 5 in a row.
5 in a row. Second team.
I got Steph. I'm not going in position order. Mm. Steph, KD, Boogie. I lost my train of thought. Next.
Cool. All right. Who wants to go next?
No. I got it.
Go ahead, Jay.
I Steph Curry, all right? Definitely KD, no order pretended. Yes, I do think DeMarcus Cousins does make second team.
Okay.
I have to put Draymond. Simply.
Draymond is making up. Okay, you're all NBA team?
All right. You're right. I got to mix it up with defensive.
Danny, who you got? We get back to Jay.
Yeah.
Okay, so point guard, Steph Curry, number two.
I'm much no. Steph Curry's not in any of my three teams.
Really?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
You'll see why. There's other people that got better stats. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Ridiculous. Okay. Point guard. Actually, I'll save Damian. I was going to say Damian Lillard, but I'll save him for third. He doesn't get respect. What? He doesn't get enough respect.
That's really not a bad one.
For your All-NBA second team?
Not a bad.
Y'all y'all find your list, your notes, and let me go, all right?
My last two is Gordon Hayward, sorry. Mm. Gordon Hayward and Paul George.
He's on my third team,
okay,
bro.
Okay, so say your whole team again. You got Steph Curry.
I had Steph, KD, Paul George, Gordon Hayward, and Boogie. Okay. DeMarcus Cousins.
Jay, you got to complete your team.
For me, let me switch this around. I put Isaiah Thomas.
Yes! 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 Right? Yes!
Yes! Isaiah yes! Thomas, uh-huh. PG, uh-huh. KD, uh-huh. DeMarcus. Uh-huh. Definitely for my second guard, I have to say Clay.
Clay?
Point really? Guard, yeah.
Really? He didn't make any of my teams either.
And I leave it like that.
All right. I have Isaiah Thomas, John Wall.
Oh,
I
forgot about John Wall.
He's two.
Continue.
Okay. Three, Giannis, Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins. That's my second team.
What about Lowry? No Lowry love.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
No Kyle Lowry love.
Too many games missed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I had ITS.
Eli, go ahead.
I had my ITS first, then I had KD. Then I had, I should have wrote it down.
Sure.
IT, KD, then Kawhi.
Kawhi's not on your first team?
No.
But you agree with all of us.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
For Kawhi?
Yeah.
You guys said Kawhi?
Yeah. He definitely is on the first team, bro.
You didn't come with your notes and you falling asleep during the podcast, bro.
Damn.
So who's your first team then? We got to go back. Your first team is Russell Westbrook, James Harden, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and who's... Instead of Kawhi, who you have?
It's got to be Kawhi.
It's got to be Kawhi.
Yeah. Especially because I had him as defensive of the year.
Kevin Durant isn't in the running for first team just because of the games he
missed. Yeah.
All right. Third team. Y'all want to go first?
I think Damian's on the third team.
Okay.
Give Lowry some respect. DeRozan. That's okay. My second guard.
All right. I like where you're going. DeRozan, go ahead.
Small forward, Giannis, I'll put on that team.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna
say his name right?
Giannis.
Okay.
Freak.
Uh huh. Go ahead.
So that's a forward, two guards, another forward.
You need a center, and you need another forward. We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to me. Yet.
I got mine.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, definitely John Wall, DeRozan, Hayward, Giannis, and my center. Honestly,
hard.
It's not difficult at all. I gotta put Gobert. I'm so sorry.
I got Dame Lillard. Yeah, I put the man averaging 27 points and 6 assists.
Respect him. He has no respect. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, Lil.
The stats are today. You got better stats than Steph. All right. You got better stats than Kyrie. You got better stats than Kyle Lowry. He gonna make it.
But continue. Go ahead.
He gonna make it.
We gonna make it.
All right. And that's why Steph and Kyrie and all these other guards are not on it right now. I have Dame. I have DeMar DeRozan.
Mm. I agree.
Jimmy Butler. Mm. Paul George.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Really?
After the All-Star break, he's been playing
good. He got the stats, bro. He got the stats. The stats is up there, man.
My team, my team, I kind of mixed up my third team. I got IT, John Wall, DeMar DeRozan, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Rudy Gobert.
Okay, cool. All right. Eli, who you got?
Yeah.
I agree with yours, but would you want to switch Giannis into your second team?
No, the reason why Giannis is in my second team.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in my second team. I mean, if you're leading your team in five stats, you're dead. And it's not like he's leading them as, like, BS stats. Like, he's, like, 22 points a game, 8 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks a game. It's not like no horrible stats. Like, yeah. He putting up stats.
He's not a little boy.
No, sir. No, sir. All right. All defensive team, first teams. Y'all have those?
Yeah, I got that.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to go first. I have John Wall, Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert.
You gotta put Draymond in the first team.
I like. He is in my first team.
Oh, you said Draymond?
I'll repeat it for you again.
Repeat it one more time. Right.
John Wall, Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, okay. Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert.
No, DeAndre Jordan love. I switch out.
DeAndre Jordan, he is an overrated defender to me.
No.
Oh, why you say that?
No.
Statistically, when he's on the court, they don't play his defense as well as when he's on.
Enough of the stats. Sometimes you use the eye test.
I am using the eye test.
Sometimes you gotta use the eye test and see like what is really going on the court.
I can use the eye test, and I think, and I'll say my second center for the second team, I think that Hassan Whiteside and Rudy Gobert are better center defenders.
I agree with that.
How many games did Hassan Whiteside play this season?
He didn't miss games.
And trust me, they should be in the 8th seed right now. They just lost to Chicago too much. but I can't disagree with that first team, man. My only switch is, who you have for your 2-guard?
It's John Wall and Kawhi and my guards. They don't go hard with the position for defensive teams.
You said Kawhi, and who's your third?
It's John Wall, Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, Anthony Davis, and Rudy Gobert.
Wow, shoot!
John Wall's up there because he's actually leading the league in steals with two a game.
He's okay, John Wall was in for me, Draymond. I guess I gotta put him in.
You guess no, you no, gotta no, put him in.
But
you gotta give him that respect.
I agree. I agree.
Does anybody have a change to my list, or we can move to second team?
Go ahead. I was gonna put Boogie instead of Anthony, but
for defensive.
Yes, but
defense.
But I decided why not put him in the second team. Because statistically,
defense.
What is this guy talking about? What I personally like about defense, especially when it comes to the NBA and like the new like hitters that are defensively in the NBA right now, is the dudes that got aggression and kind of they don't care as much as they should, but they still put numbers on the board. And I think that Boogie does not get the monster type of...
Boogie does not put up defensive numbers
on the
board.
Blocks.
Yes, he does.
He's averaging one block a game. For the entire season, and that's just because
he's averaging more with Pelicans, but simply who's on the team?
Last year, he was a better defensive player.
He's never been known for his defense. Danny, do you have any changes, or are you agreeing with my team?
For first team?
Yeah.
I pretty much agree with that.
Right, I agree with you at first. No, I wanted to say that first.
Our argument is that you're saying Boogie's a defender.
He is a defender.
No, he's not.
Yo, if you had a chance to put him on your team, you wouldn't put him on your team?
Who's on my team?
We're not talking about for defense.
Though. Who's on my team?
We're talking about for defense.
Who's on my team already?
We're talking about for defense.
Second team, I have Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, Giannis, LeBron. I gave LeBron some love. Name recognition like they did for Kobe the last year when he made the first defensive team. I gave him some love and I put Hassan Whiteside there.
But what's his team with sympathy though? Let's be real about it.
I mean, he played defense, not first team, all defense, but he did play defense. And because of LeBron, I'm putting him on second team. I don't think he had one of his best defensive years, but I put LeBron on there.
You had DeAndre Jordan?
No.
Wow.
I think you got to take out LeBron.
For DeAndre Jordan? No. I'm not.
No.
I'm not doing that.
His team's defensive rating has been terrible after the All-Star break. How could you put him on second team?
It's not defensive player of the year. It's defense... all defensive team. So are you playing defense yourself?
In the playoffs, LeBron turns up on defense, but
I'm not disagreeing with your pick at all.
You like
do,
that?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Paul, I know he missed some games, but he's still a juggernaut.
I respect that. He deserves to be on. I just don't respect LeBron.
All right. Listen, we got to touch a big topic now. MVP. I have my five list. My vote for the five.
I got that
in
too.
A row. All right. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
Obviously, obviously, number one, James Harden. Number two, Russell Westbrook. Yep. Number three, LeBron James. Number four, IT. Nope. And then number five, kicking off, Kawhi Leonard.
Nope.
And that's my five number MVPs. Five.
Can LeBron I go next? James, number
can
three?
I, can I go LeBron next? James, number three. And next? Simply and simply because without him, what's their record again?
With them, they're 10-14 and from the month, from the sixth of month, the month of March began.
Okay,
so what's your point
You
now?
Know what's funny? I see that as six straight times. To the finals, all right?
We're talking about this year, the last six. The last six, which are the last, the first four, he wasn't even on this team.
But that's my order.
All right, okay. Akeem, go ahead. You want to go second?
I got Russell Westbrook.
Boom.
James Harden.
Boom.
Kawhi Leonard.
Boom. Come on. Finish up strong.
LeBron James.
Boom. Finish up. Yo.
Isaiah Thomas.
I know you don't have my fifth. You don't have my fifth pick. I know
who you had.
He might say some foolishness. He might say some foolishness.
Genius.
I knew he was going
to
say that.
No.
You have to put a guy who is leading in every statistical stat.
I can't disagree with him being number five. He's going to get some votes.
In every statistical stat, he's leading his team. If that's not most valuable player, I don't know what is. Danny, go ahead.
Obviously, James Harden. Because if he had 30 points... 10 rebounds and 9.9 assists.
But he didn't.
He would not.
Do you pay mortgage in the land of what if?
I'm finished.
Do you have
I'm
a house finished. Out there?
Oh, yeah, give us five.
Oh,
give
my
five.
Gosh.
A triple-double is an arbitrary status.
All right, who's the next four? Who's the next
four? It's so arbitrary, but only one other guy has done it. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Westbrook second, Kawhi third, LeBron fourth, and Giannis Antetokounmpo fifth.
All right, thank you. But I don't want to hear that the triple-doubles is nothing. And
they
all
started
this,
tracking it.
To me, come on, his team let him get triple-doubles, man. They box
him up. Yo, no.
We're going to talk about that when we talk about MVP.
All right, so I had mine as Russell, Westbrook, then James Harden, then IT, then Kawhi, then LeBron.
I ain't mad at that either.
Like I said,
for me, it's top five. I'm not mad at
Russell, MVP, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Giannis, Antetokounmpo.
Damn, right. So you don't think IT has any chance?
No. IT is not my number six.
Okay.
Listen, Akeem and Justin know that I'm a real big Giannis fan.
Yeah.
I am. And I think what he did this year allows me to give him some credit. And I decided to take the opportunity to drop him in my fifth.
He's my six. He's not top five. He's the six.
I can see that.
But he's not top five.
Now you, Justin, here's my question to you. You keep saying, oh, this team allowing him to get rebounds,
Facts.
It's one or two or three a game.
It's four a game.
Out of 10, my G!
Four again.
Out of 10.
That's not a triple-double.
How is it not a triple-double?
So four. That's four. Not true. A true... Oscar
what Robinson. Is a true triple-double?
Oscar Robinson.
Were you around when Oscar Robinson was playing?
No.
You don't know if his team was letting him get rebounds?
It doesn't matter.
What you mean it doesn't matter?
My thing is they don't... The team doesn't box out for Russell to get a triple-double. The offense... Let me finish.
They do.
No, they don't.
Continue.
I've seen clips
they
of
do.
Steven Adams.
They
showed the ball
numerous.
I don't know if I'm not speaking English or you're all not understanding me. I said the team does not box out other people for Russell Westbrook to get a triple-double. I didn't say they're not boxing him out for him to get the board. Mm-hmm. But it's not for the reasons of obtaining a triple-double. It's for the reasons of running the fast break. It is true because they are leading the league in fast breaks points a game, at 18.2 points a game. When Russell Westbrook grabs the rebound, he pushes the ball up the court and he either finishes with one of his 31 points a game or one of his 9.9 assists to one of his players. It starts off with him grabbing the ball and pushing the ball up and not having to wait for the outlet.
But OKC has always kind of
no, they haven't.
Fast
no, they haven't.
Yes,
no, they haven't.
They really
no, they haven't.
I need to see those stats.
No, they.
I need to stat
you
guy.
You can get them whatever you want, bro. I come in my stats. Make sure you come in yours.
Pretty sure
he
led last year too.
They led the league in fast break points last year. And not Golden State.
Not led the league. Maybe top five. They always run the break. That's Westbrook's game.
Top I'm saying, five is not leading the league.
It's still very good.
It was crazy.
Very important for them to lead the league in fast break points because half court offense is difficult for them, I would think.
Even Scott Brooks was saying, no.
Scott Brooks hasn't coached a team in two years, so what does it matter?
Westbrook to rebound so he can run down. That's always.
No, I'm not. Talking about a guy that hasn't coached a team in 2 years. What are you talking about, bro?
That's his game. That's his nature.
We're not disagreeing with the philosophy. Yes, that's exactly their intent to have. But my thing is, you're boxing out for a guy who's gonna get a rebound, so you're still allowing the man to get the rebound, regardless.
And how many rebounds is it?
Four to five rebounds. They showed video on it. They have video on it. Of them showing it.
I'm not disputing if they have video. I'm disputing your stats because have you counted how many times they do it a game for you to say that they average?
They do it every time they have a free throw opportunity. I'm pretty sure they.
So Russell Westbrook hasn't been the best rebounding point guard. The best rebounding guard. In the league for the last 5 years.
Well, what do you call Giannis? Is he a guard?
He's not a guard. He's a forward. What are you talking about?
He can play the guard.
He's not a guard, though.
Anthony Davis is not a center.
LeBron James can play the center. Is he a center?
Okay.
What are you talking about? He can play the guard. So would that make him a guard? Does he play the guard? Is it about what you play or is it about what you can, what you could play?
It's about what you play majority of the
game. Okay, thank you. And Giannis doesn't play the two guard the majority of the game. All right?
But he plays the one. He plays the one majority of the game.
No, he controls the ball. He doesn't play the one.
He does a James Harden.
The ball.
Early right? in the season, yeah. he had a lot of games.
And James Harden was definitely
James Harden the runs position. The point guard position.
But he played at the beginning of the season.
James Harden's almost averaging a triple-double as well.
Okay. What's your point?
Almost averaging is not the same thing.
James Harden is rebounding the ball crazily. Just as much as...
Listen.
Is it a triple-double?
Is it an important stat? The reason why no one has ever done it, except for one person.
Above all else, the Rockets have a better record than
by 7 games.
With a better roster.
This is you doing the what-if stuff now.
No, I'm not saying anyone.
That's not what it is. It's factual. They're only ahead by seven games. With a way better team.
They're ahead of OKC by seven games with a way better team.
No, again, my own issue is I think James Harden has made a case for himself for MVP, and that's the reason why he's my MVP.
So are we not, for your James Harden pick, we're not going to talk about how he's in the offensive stats hype machine of D'Antoni's offense?
Oh my goodness, guys!
That's a point.
Billy Donovan.
So why wasn't Stoudemire's stats hype? Why wasn't Melo's stats hype? Come on, man!
Stoudemire's stats were hyped.
Carmelo's stats weren't hyped because D'Antoni, as I mentioned before, didn't know how to use a top five player.
But just like you said, if he does have
Steve Nash stats were hyped, Sean Marion stats were hyped, Tim Thomas stats were hyped, Kurt Thomas stats were hyped, Rajah Bell. We could go down the list of
but
things.
But you were just talking about how Coach D'Antoni does not work at all points that he has been. The Knicks,
yeah, but he's working. And your argument is that he's working at this point, and that's why he's your coach of the year. James Harden is that great.
Steve Nash is that great.
I'm not saying that James Harden is not a great player, but he is in the offensive
James Harden top five player for you
right now, currently.
Yeah, he's up. I'm impressed. I thought you would have said no.
No, my top five players in the league right now, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard. Bam. Okay.
The only reason why I say Harden is because he has a better record. Say it's 7 games, it's 7 games.
For me, it's not so much a better record. I keep it real with you. It's not so much a better. I just feel like the stats is almost similar.
Exactly.
Minus rebounds and minus maybe a tenth of some points. He's 29. Exactly. He's still putting up close to 30 points a game.
He's still in contention.
Exactly. Yeah. And he, like you said, he's 7 games and the third seed.
All right. Well, listen, there was going to be start. Wow. Can I speak? The awards are going to start to be handed out very soon. We'll see what's going on then.
Personally, whoever wins that Rockets OKC series to me, that's your MVP right there. I don't agree with that
because it's a regular season award. What I do agree with is that if James Harden does win the award, I won't be mad. And just like if
Russell agreed.
Wins
the award,
I won't yeah, be mad. Yeah, I won't agreed. Be angry.
I think just based off like public perception, I think it's pretty much a shoo-in that Russ will get it.
Yeah.
And it'll be really devastating to James.
It would.
And it kind of sucks because he does deserve it. If Russell didn't have the season he had, James would have been a shoo-in.
Let's be honest. Brandon and I are on the record. Two years ago, when Steph got his first MVP, mm-hmm. we thought Harden should have been Harden because he was second seed. All
right, the show ran kind of long, but it was an entertaining show. So we are just going to go quickly. Your championship finals predictions, Eli, go. Wow. Okay. Mm. Danny, go.
It's not that long to think about. Danny, go. Steph Curry, let's go.
One guy. There's two teams. The Warriors versus
Cavs. I cannot bet against LeBron.
For me, Cavs, and much as I hate to say this, because I want you Spurs to actually be in the finals this year, that's my prediction. I got to say Warriors. Continue.
Hakeem?
I'm saying it's the third time in a row. I say Warriors, Cavs, too, and I got the Warriors winning.
Eli? I say Warriors and Spurs.
I'm sorry, I hesitated before because I was like I don't care, I think it's gonna be the Warriors and the Cavs. All right, well I'm already on record to win, to be honest, I'm already on record saying Toronto's gonna beat the Cavs even though they're down by what it looks like 17 points.
And what was my prediction? What was my prediction last week?
You said Milwaukee.
Okay, it's only one game. I have Toronto coming out the east still.
Yeah.
And out of the west, listen, I gotta go on a limb. I don't want to hit a Warrior. I'm tired of seeing the Warriors.
That's why I don't want to see the Cavs.
So I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm gonna pick. Clippers? I'm gonna go with the Clippers.
Thank you.
Y'all know I've had Clipper love for the last 3 years.
I'm a Clippers fan too, but it's not there.
No, I think they beat them in the second round, bro.
It's not there yet, bro.
Y'all know I'm a big Clipper fan.
They're gonna blow this team.
When they beat the Spurs that year, everybody thought I was crazy. They beat the Spurs that year, and they really should beat the Rockets. That's probably the year maybe to win a ship. Last year. Not what I wanted to see, but listen, it's not like they don't have the personnel.
Yeah, they have the personnel to do it.
They have the floor general. They have the athleticism, and they have a playmaker, facilitator, athletic beast, and must-see BG. And like you all like to say, DeAndre Jordan is a defensive player, according to Eli and Danny.
Yes, they got your
sixth man in Jamal Crawford.
And Draymond cannot hold Blake Griffin. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Here's the question, though. Do they have the championship mentality?
We'll find out. And they got the coach.
They got the coach.
We'll find out. All right. Now, listen, it has been a great show. I want to thank my guests, or our guests, I should say, my friend. You stop acting like this is my show.
I called him out on that the other week. I want to thank our guests,
Eli, a.k.a. Adrenaline, Daniel, a.k.a. Feminist Dan in the building. Thank you for coming in. We want to see you all again next month. All right. Hakeem, explain it. What's that? Six man?
Okay, bro.
All right, as usual, I'm Brandon Lessie.
Justin the Fool.
And
Hakeem Thompson.
We're your hosts. We're happy you tuned in. Subscribe on iTunes, and we'll see y'all next week, man.
Whoa. Later.